Hey, good morning, and good Shabbos to everybody. So Shishi of Vayikra spans the Karban Chatas, not of the Kohen Mashiach or the Sanhedrin or the Nasi, the Melech, but the Me'am Haaretz, Achad Me'am Haaretz, and then gets into the topic of Karban Ola V'Yored, which has to do with Mekevishas Eidos, and then Halamas Tuma and Bias Mikdash or Achilas Kadshim, and then the final case of Shvuas Bitoy or Nefesh Kiti Shava Levatevis Fasayim Hara Ola Hetiv. So you have a carbon Ola Vyored, which means that all else being equal, assuming that it's financially accessible. He has in the cave of Minatzon Kizba, or Siras Izim L'Chatas, so again, the Chatas in the cave. And then the Torah tells us, Vim Lo Sagia Yado Deisa, then he can bring Shtei Torim O Shnei V'nei Yuna, Echad L'Chatas, V'Echad L'Ola. Really fascinating idea. So either it's a Kizba or Shtei Torim. Now the Ramban quotes here from the Ibn Ezra, like how exactly does that work? It's not what we would, typically think of as a one-to-one kind of a situation. So he quotes in Ibn Ezra, Kitam echa la'ola shikarev al-mizbeach keneged ha'imurin b'chatas ha'behema v'yafe pirish. Right, that you need it because it wouldn't be enough to go one-to-one off to the kizba for the chatas. You need to have the ola, because you need something to take place of the emure chatas behema and yafe pirish. The Ramban liked that a lot. But be yesod hadavar, you need to figure out why is it that when it comes to other, standard chatas, davar shachayem nos dono kari shigaso chatas, right? We don't have this flexibility. People are still indigent, So why is there this seeming akula vim dalhu? So, or vimlo sagia yado de se. Like, how do we explain that? So the Ramban explains in the following way: Hikil akasav achote be'elu. He doesn't address edus, but he does address shavua and tumas mikdash. Lavi karben olav yori v'tachin shetam b'shavuos v'nei she'el nechayav ekrisos. So lamanu emes, I think it's a tzarachin gadol because shavuos are considered to be chamuros, no different than chayav ekrisos of misas bezdin. Right, the Rambam when he talks about hilchos tshuva, the chi of tshuva, for kalos and chamuros, so shavuos are put in the category of chamuros. Nizdazer, it's Israel arba meos parsel, arba meos parsel. Right, lo yinakeh Hashem isas sher yisash malashav. Okay, so tzarachi, and for me at least. Lo zachisi leired beomek das Rabbeinu HaRamban on that. Then he says something fascinating. Uvetumas mikdash v'kadshav mibnei shu'tov dvar mitzvah ki hakohen ochel kadshim v'abal ha'mikdash yishtachvos lahakriv karban osik mitzvah v'daito l'shamayim v'fika hachama v'yishachata be'alama satoma riba lo akasav kaparos. Wow. So the Ramban introduces, right, that he's a chote b'dvar mitzvah. He tried. He wanted to go to the Beis HaMikdash. He wanted to eat Kodshim. And it's a problem. He's chayav a karban. There's no doubt about it. It's a karban chatas. The Torah even uses the language of, v'u yada v'u ashem. So there's a guilt factor. We're not exonerating. We're not excusing. But the Ramban thinks that a mitigating factor is that he was osik v'dvar mitzvah. Now, I'd like to suggest that this is the Ramban l'shitas. Because the Ramban in his diatribe against the Rambam in the Mora, at the beginning of the Sefer, says, right, the whole idea is Timura, that really a person deserves to go up in flames. And the Maisa, the Dibor, the Machshava, right, and that's all the different aspects of the Karban. Some are connected to the Maisa Avera, some are connected to Dibor Be'Avera, some are connected to Machshava Be'Avera. But here, I think what the Ramban is saying is very profound. That here, your machshava was l'shamayim. So qualitatively speaking, right? It's and he was an osik b'dvar mitzvah. Even the ma'isa was an attempt to fulfill a Ratzon Hashem. So you made a mistake, but you can't possibly compare that, the Ramban the Shitaso, to a person who was just totally negligent, not in the context of a Dvar Mitzvah, and Kavachomer, Beminoshal Kavachomer, in the context of a Zevach Roshoyim Toeva. So the Ramban the Shitaso really sees a mitigating factor, a person who's Osik B'Dvar Mitzvah, Kavanaso l'shamayim, and even Masav l'shamayim. If he wasn't trying to go to the base of Mikdash, if he wasn't trying to, he'd catch him. So he never would have paid this price. He never would have violated this Avera. So what are we going to punish him? Shal yechotin iskar, but shal yehei, a person, a zakai niskar. So that, I think, is the Rabban l'shitaso in terms of his emphasis on the extent of the guilt to which a person really carries altogether.